I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It may be somewhat unusual for a Democrat running for president, but speaking in Michigan today, John Kerry says his economic plan includes a cut in corporate taxes. He says his goal is to give companies incentives to invest in new jobs in the U.S. Joining us to discuss the Democrats' tax plan is John Dimsdale. He's Washington Bureau Chief for Public Radio's business show Marketplace. John, what are the details in Senator Kerry's economic plan?
Overall, there are a bunch of tax breaks and tax increases aimed at enticing companies into keeping their business here in the U.S., and especially to create more jobs here. Essentially, the Kerry plan makes it more expensive to do business overseas and reduces domestic costs. And as you said, as part of that, there's a surprise proposal to cut the corporate income tax from the current 35% to 33.25%.
Has there been enough time for the business community to react to this?
Yes, they've taken a look at it, and you know, they say it cuts both ways for many companies. Reducing domestic taxes is a good thing, but on the other side, there are the increases in taxes on foreign earned profits. The way it works right now, the government waives taxes on earnings that are already taxed overseas. Otherwise, many multinational corporations would pay taxes twice, once when they earn the money over there and then again when they pay their U.S. taxes. At the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, economist Martin Regalia says companies rely on the U.S. tax deferrals that Kerry is targeting.
Now, if you take them off, you make our companies less competitive, and that's not going to create more jobs here. It's not going to create more jobs abroad. It's just going to make our products and our companies less competitive.
The chamber also doesn't like the Kerry plan to roll back the Bush tax cuts on the wealthiest income earners, which they say will hit many small businesses very hard. So they like some of what they see and by no means all of it.
The Republicans have been running ads charging that Senator Kerry's a tax and spend liberal, running a lot of those ads. Maybe that's the reasoning behind this cut in the corporate tax rate proposal.
Absolutely. In fact, Kerry's aides even confirm that's part of the strategy here. With the primaries already sewed up, Kerry is now trying to appeal to more moderate voters. And to do that, he's listening to advisors who worked back in the Clinton administration, who helped work out this plan. Those advisors claim that this overall business tax plan will help create 10 million jobs over the next 4 years. So we're following this story today in the Marketplace newsroom, as well as a story about teachers trying to cope with standardized tests.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.